I never told no one that. My whole life I've been holding back. Every time I load my gun up so I can shoot for the stars, I hear a voice like, who do you think you are?
All right, everybody, another day, another dollar, another one of my favorite episodes. Yeah, of course, I'm being biased. It's my own podcast. And here I gotta say, I met them out in the Mile High City. My definition of a power couple, because literally, not only are they thriving, they're like killing it in business, and they are, to me, the definition of power: mind, body, and spirit. Now, introducing Micah and Diana. Micah Lessert and Diana Shallow Lessert. Did I get that right?
Close.
Shallow Lessert.
That's really good.
Yeah, well, Louisiana, you know, I have plenty of time. Yeah, your cousin. So that's why you guys will formally introduce your actual pronunciations. Yeah. But here, let me introduce your little bio. Micah and Diana, they've committed their lives to helping others transform and become the best versions of themselves. This powerhouse fitness couple are co-owners of HitchFit Online Personal Training, which launched in 2009, has expanded to 81 countries globally. Talk about Mr. Worldwide there. Through HitchFit, the duo have aided clients in shedding over 600,000 pounds of fat. Whoa. They are also owners of HitchFit Gyms with two locations in their hometown of Kansas City. They have assembled a team of transformation trainers in these private training studios and are considered the number one gym of transformations in the area, as well as one of the top transformation gyms in the country. Micah and Diana are both world champion fitness athletes, have been featured in hundreds of fitness magazines, including my fave, Muscle and Fitness, as well as Oxygen, Status Fitness, Kansas City Fitness Magazine, Inside Fitness, Muscle and Body, and more. They have had a consistent presence and impact in the fitness industry for nearly 20 years. They have also appeared on the cover of Thinking Bigger Business Magazine and featured in Kansas City Business Journal. I can go on and on and on, but then we'd probably need two parts of this podcast. So how's it going, guys?
Man, we're doing great. We're just grinding away, and you know, each day a new opportunity to go impact a lot of people's lives and make some change.
Now, I know your bio said that, but you guys were ahead of the curve, literally and figuratively. You guys were doing online training before it became a necessity. What brought that about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it happened really by someone asking me a question. And the question was, this is way back in 06, a girl from Canada had reached out on that platform that Gen X's know really well, in MySpace. And ultimately she said, man, I see all this stuff you're doing in Kansas City with this transformation thing. And transformation at that time wasn't super, super popular like it is now. And she goes, I just wish I could work with you and transform my body like I'm seeing a lot of your clients transform theirs. And I was like, it was like a light bulb. And that question then created this essentially what would become HitchFit. I ended up making her a plan and sending it via email. I think she had paid with PayPal. And ultimately, 12 weeks later, she's down 30 pounds. And she's just like, oh my gosh, like, I feel so amazing. And I was like, I think I have something here. I'm utilizing social media marketing at the time with MySpace. And I'm like, I think I can work with people around the world. The challenge that I had was ultimately that it was brand new. No one was doing this. And so I first had to, like, I have to educate people. There was not a, you know, a blueprint to follow. So we had to really create something that was very unique and then ultimately educate folks of, because the whole model was you go to a gym, find a trainer, work out, you know, this whole over online, how would that work? And then all of a sudden I started picking it up and picking it up. And then I met Diana in 08 and launched HitchFit in 09. And it's been unbelievable since.
Well, congratulations. So that little experiment called flattening the curve for 15 days. So that never really, you weren't like the masses when it comes to personal training, Globo Gyms. Oh my gosh, the end is near. The end is near, because you guys were literally way ahead.
Yeah, I think that's always been kind of one of our strengths, was always kind of seeing the trends and changing. And also, you know, neither of us are scared to take major risks. And because for us, the ultimate goal was about impacting and transforming as many people's lives as possible. We've always stayed to that foundation. And so we were like, what do we have to lose? Like, we're living in an attic at this time. We had hardly anything. And so we're like, you know what? Let's start this little business called HitchFit. And we're going to do this little online training. And hopefully, you know, I think our goal was, you know, we just want to help as many people as we can. And then you fast forward almost 15 years now. And it's like, we've helped a lot of folks in 81 countries and a lot of people change their lives. And I just encourage people out there that, you know, if you got an idea, don't be scared, you know, create it, wake up, do what you love and go help a lot of folks through it.
Now, I'm sure you get this a lot. You have somebody that hasn't worked out in forever. They step on the scale and they're morbidly obese would actually be a step up. And they've watched The Biggest Loser, the Bob Harpers and the Jillian Michaels. Do you run into people with this unrealistic expectation? I want to lose 50 pounds in 14 days. Why can't it not happen?
Oh my goodness. That's a good question. Yeah. You know, and like The Biggest Loser, honestly, when that show was on, it was actually really challenging from our perspective because people had such unrealistic expectations of what healthy weight loss was. And, you know, whether they were obese or morbidly obese or, you know, only had, you know, 20, 30 pounds to lose, it was like, why am I not dropping 10 pounds a week? Because that's what they were seeing on this show, not realizing that those people were in this controlled environment where they were starving them as well as making them train like 6 to 8 hours a day minimum, and then wondering why they were losing weight. And there was no, like, you know, acknowledgement of what was scale weight and fat weight versus lean body mass. We actually felt really bad for people that had to go through that because the majority of them ended up gaining everything right back. And then when you have less lean body mass, you know, it's just so easy to gain weight quickly. So that has definitely been something we've struggled with, just teaching people the importance of doing things in a healthy and sustainable way, which is a much slower process. And it's about just making the lifestyle changes instead of just trying to do something that's a quick fix. Quick fixes never work. I mean, in the long run, shortcuts rarely lead you to where you're hoping that they're going to lead you when it comes to physical fitness. So we've always just taught like a lifestyle approach of changing your eating habits, exercising regularly, and doing things a little slower, but so it's sustainable. So you're not going to lose 50 pounds and then gain back 70. So yeah, but it's a constant battle still.
Well, a lot of it too was mindset. The reason why The Biggest Loser and a lot of people is if you don't fix your limiting beliefs, if you don't fix those little issues, because a lot of times I don't deserve this, you go through those self-destructive behaviors and patterns because you haven't fixed the root of the cause. I don't think anybody woke up one day and said, you know what, I want to eat 2 large pizzas a day. It's usually because running away, they're numbing themselves. So unless you fix that, it's like giving a bill, $300 million or whatever to a lottery winner. They're going to blow it because they don't have that mindset when it comes to money. And the same thing when it comes to losing weight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all starts here. And it's a part of the process we do at HitchFit is really getting their mind right. Like a majority of people that reach out to us are like, hey, I want to lose weight. I want to get toned. I want to look good in a bikini. I want to look good with my shirt off, whatever that may be. We know that that's just an extra bonus to what they're about to get. They just have no idea what they're about to get. And when we go in and help them shift their mind and really create a new identity in who they are, the way that they're talking to themselves, the belief that we instill in them, you see this transformation happen where what I just mentioned ends up coming to life, where they're like, yeah, I love how I look, but I love how I feel even better. I love what I'm telling myself even better. I can look in the mirror and feel confident in who I am. I can walk into a room and go and approach someone where I couldn't before. That's what we go and do. We go and help people become the best version of themselves. And ultimately, by doing that, then they can be the best versions for those around them.
Well, not only are you elevating their identity, they went from way down to way up, but there are scientific studies that show not only confident, but you get paid more. Your boss will, you have, if you're in sales, you can actually sell. If you're a leader, you can actually lead better because people, hey, we're not only do we self-judge or we self-judgmental, but when it comes to other people, it's like, how can we listen to this person if they have zero self-discipline? They can't even push away from the plate.
Yeah, my latest book is called Business of Your Body, and kind of it speaks to exactly that of a lot of business leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, CEOs, that type of those people in those roles, you know, maybe sales, they will neglect their health and fitness because they're like, oh, I'm so busy and I have all of these things going on. But you're right. Like the studies show that if they will actually flip that mindset and if they will take care of their physical health first, pours into their mental health. They'll have greater focus, greater clarity. They'll have more energy. They have just greater amounts of creativity. They have greater confidence when they get into the room. So there's a direct correlation between taking care of your physical fitness and then actual financial success too. It doesn't mean that you can't be financially successful if you're over, you know, if you're overweight or you're obese, you obviously can. But my question would be, if you can get to that level of success, imagine the higher levels of success you can actually get to if you would make your health and fitness a priority, because you're going to have overflow and so much more in all of those other areas of your life. And that can't help but lead to more success.
Well, not more success, but people that just let themselves go. It's always, people love not only to lie themselves, but to use excuses. Oh, but like this. Oh, well, I can use this one now. I just turned 50. Who's going to look at me? You know, my best days were behind me. Or, hey, man, check out my checking account. That's what really matters. Or, I want somebody to love me for who I am deep down inside. Or, hey, I wish I could. Maybe if I was irresponsible like all those other people and I had more time in the day. But I focus on what matters most, and I focus on my business.
That is a bad way of thinking, man. I mean, I'll tell you what, we have heard every excuse imaginable, and we're talking from, you know, someone who is, you know, just entry level to top CEO. We have literally heard it all when it comes to it. And, you know, if you walk into our gyms, you follow us on social media, you know, one of our gyms just has a gigantic wall of transformations, thousands of people from all over the world that also had excuses of some sort, a majority of them. Some of them were just ready. They hit a rock bottom, ready to go, but a lot of excuses. And man, those people that we see one-on-one, we bring them to the wall and I go, hey man, here's 40 people right here that are in your age range or older that literally made it happen. Oh, here's someone that works 80 hours a week when you work 50 hours a week. Like, once you make health and fitness a priority in your life, much like anything else, like, you are going to spend time doing it. It's going to be important to you. And those excuses are going to essentially be the reason that don't get to your top level. I mean, it is what it is. It's non-debatable, you know. Some of the top CEOs, wealthiest, most successful people in the world will say the number one thing is to keep their health in check. Your health is your greatest wealth. We've heard that before, and it could not be more accurate.
You know, I social media stalk both of you. And let me tell you, you guys, I love what you guys are doing on social media. And I love the before and after, because those are real results. Because I'm not going to promote. There's an MLM company out there that you starve to death and I guess your downline gives you the weight loss, that and the magical pills. And they've got the before and after, but it's still skinny fat. I mean, if you're not working out, what's the difference? You know, you still can't go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that actually, you know, if people will lose weight, that's great. But when you lose weight just by, you know, reducing calories, and a lot of times when people just try to lose weight quickly, it's too much of a reduction of calories. You lose so much lean body mass. And I can't stress to people enough, lean body mass meaning muscle. When you lose muscle, it is like, It impacts your metabolism, your strength, your ability to just function in life, to go up and down stairs, to climb mountains. For women especially, it's like not doing resistance training. You put yourself at higher risk of osteoporosis, higher risk of a lot of diseases just for not exercising. So it's like, I know that the hype is just weight loss at whatever, you know, however it happens. But if people would just switch that mindset and understand the importance of your body composition versus the number on a scale and focus on being lean instead of just being skinny, it would solve so many problems.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys were hitting your head when a couple of years ago, this was probably like right before the corona hit us, was when people were doing the 2-day fast, the 3-day fast, the 4-day, up to like a week fast. And it's like, how sustainable? And I know plenty of people, so trust me, they look way worse. I mean, bless their heart, but they're like, oh, I'm on my way. And, you know, the mindset, because everybody wants a shortcut. Who doesn't? But I mean, last I checked, there was nobody that ever won the Olympia saying, you know, the Austrian, oh, you know what? In Austria, I didn't eat for 1 week, and then I had one meal, and then I went back to it. No, there's no shortcut to success. Not with you guys. You guys, it's all about mind, body, spirit. You have to fix all three. And what people don't understand is you need to be healthy. If you want to be successful, if you want to be around an extra 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I mean, you don't want to stroke out at 40 and go, and have like 20 people carrying that casket either and go, well, you know, he sure as hell made a shit ton of money in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to look also at your life and like what fills it up. If it's only money, then I think you're going to be at the end of your life and wish that you would have focused more on the experiences, the impact you made on others, living a full life, having no limitations, being in bondage of nothing, which is true freedom. Freedom is the ability to be healthy and well every single day and be your best self for someone else. And that's what we offer for people. And so when I look at successful people, like obviously we run businesses, financial is a part of that. Financial discipline and gain is a part of that. But we've always put transforming and impacting people's lives first. And the money, like it has always been there. We've been able to grow. We've been able to travel around the world and meet so many people. And I tell you what, we're not in bondage of money. Like we thrive to really just want to go create experiences together. I don't want to be on my last day and go, D, what if? I wish I would have, you know, and you've heard this before, but like we have the opportunity, as long as we can still make choices in this life, to go and create that life. And if we're soaked up so much in our business, then there's imbalance, which then carries over to your relationships, your family, your children, everything else, because you're so consumed with the business and money.
Amen. You know what? When it comes to the two of you, Diana and Micah, you guys are 100% in service. And it shows you guys live in abundance. One of the things that we're going to talk about, whether it's now, or, well, let's talk about it now, is neither one of you are from Haiti, but yet you guys are 100% invested in the small island in the middle of the Caribbean. Now, I know where it's at because, you know, South Florida, it's not that far. They're in the news and whatnot. But a couple of people from the Midwest going out of their way to helping out others. Because usually, even those that are in service, it's like, well, it has to be here. It has to be someone that looks like me or, you know, ulterior motive for instant gratification or whatnot. But you guys out there helping people thousands of miles away from you.
Well, I think for us, it's more just wherever God tells us we're supposed to help is where we'll help, you know? And for me, it was, I felt called to Haiti over a decade ago. And for many years, I was able to go down there just and help and do work. You know, we say help, like it's more just encouragement to them. Me carrying rocks across a field isn't really help that much, but my very first trip there, it was just, I really just spoke to my heart and said, these are the children I want you to take care of. And so for me, it was just being obedient. It was just being obedient to that. And the beautiful thing about helping in Haiti is just knowing like just a little bit goes such a long way for them. And, you know, it's a country is struggling a lot right now. It's, you know, it hasn't even been safe for us to be able to go down and visit. We wanted to be able to go visit our school of kids because we just hit our 10-year anniversary of supporting them, and it simply isn't safe, but they still need the support and they need the help. And, you know, that's one thing. We still want to put that message out there because it can be out of sight, out of mind, especially when people aren't able to go down and see for themselves what's going on. But it's a country that, like, we have so much, you know, and it's, when you go someplace like that and see people literally living in trash and garbage. And I mean, they don't have food. They may only eat once a week, but it's not by choice. You know, it's, they just don't have anything. So that was just, it was just where God called us to help. And that's been a consistent call that we've just tried to be obedient to.
Well, it puts things in perspective, because if you go all around the world, people are happier because it's just be happy, because we all have that choice every single day. While here, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't afford the new Beamer, or why can't I get the new Corvette? And just material items is something that people really focus their lives on, being on social media. And while this post didn't get enough likes, and just things that are literally like so trivial. And at the end of the day, could you imagine there and you tell Jesus, I wish I could have done more, but I only had 5,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it as clear as I can put it for people who haven't experienced being in a country or environment like that. You know, when it comes to color, you have a white couple that is going into a Haitian country, and like, it's not the color to us. Like, love is love, and we're being called through Christ to go and give these children opportunity. Whereas we have so much opportunity in America, opportunity there does not exist without help, you know? And so when I saw these kids in person, first off, I walk in and the kids are going bonkers, you know? So like, a kid is a kid. But these kids were a little bit different because you knew they didn't have very much at all. And as much as we have in America, even the poor has the opportunity to get something through pantries or giving things through the city or whatnot. And there I saw such great joy with such a huge amount of individuals that really only had faith and the belief that someone would come through, and they were just so thankful. And I mean, it was one of the most amazing experiences seeing those kids. We were lifting them up and having fun with them and hugging, and they just were so thankful. And we were really the lucky ones.
Well, God bless you guys. And you guys are being in service. And a lot of people have this misconceived notion that to be a Christian means you go to service 1 hour a week, and then you don't live like a Christian for, I don't know how many hours are in a week, but let's just say 7 days minus 1 hour. And it's like, no, to be Christian, the whole definition is to be more Christ-like. And you guys are doing that. You guys are helping, because to literally help someone out means just that. You guys aren't doing it to get cyber hugs or the likes or the accolades. You are doing it because, one, Jesus told you guys to do it. And two, you want, just think, if we all lived just to help out, all our problems would be solved. Instead of the old adage, well, that's not my problem. That's not my issue. That's someone else.
Yeah. Thank you for that encouragement. You know, we do our best. You know, we just try to be obedient. And, you know, you're right. It's like to be a Christian for me is just, it's have an intimate relationship with, with the Lord, with Jesus, and just do my best to represent him as best I can, whether, you know, not just on a Sunday, but on every day. And not that we're for sure not perfect with that. You know, we fail a lot, but try to just always try to do our best.
Well, you guys are human. You're supposed to fail. There is only one person that can walk on water. And neither one of us, you are wearing the Birkenstocks right now.
No.
But the one thing here, you guys are humanitarians. You guys are entrepreneurs. You guys have retail locations competing against Globo Gyms. Because, oh my gosh, I can go there for like $9.99 and get pizza one day a week and bagels on the mornings, and they have Tootsie Rolls there. You have to compete with that. You guys are authors. You guys are fitness athletes, motivational speakers. The list goes on and on. But talk about time management, because you make all these things a priority. You make it a must. While other people are spending their time streaming on Netflix, and if they might stream the documentary on Arnold, that's the closest they'll get to a gym.
That was a good documentary.
That was a good documentary.
I loved it because, I mean, you know, he's what got me into lifting weights.
Yeah, that was really good. I'll say to that, like, how I think of it is like there's different buckets in our lives, you know, and you kind of let our faith rule everything. And I just picture always this big bucket that's at the center, and we have these little buckets, whether it's Hitch Fit or the retreats or writing projects or trips or whatever. And it's kind of just like this shuffling of like, we don't want any of the buckets to get too empty, you know? So it's kind of this, it's just a shifting of priorities so that nothing ever is empty, but that we're still getting that overflow comes, and it keeps everything at least to a good level of fullness. And we also have to maintain our relationship too. So it's just kind of the discernment of what areas do we need to make the priority and what can kind of set back for a little bit. And then we just have to figure out when to make those shifts, so that, because we don't want to neglect our relationship because we're doing all the business stuff. We don't want to neglect our physical fitness or our spiritual fitness because of all this other stuff. But there's also a lot of projects that we want to get done. So it's kind of just that. It's just kind of that, moving those buckets around so that stuff stays as balanced as possible.
And you know, we touch base on what we teach. We practice that too. Like, we know it to the core of us being our most healthy self. Can not only be our best partners for one another, but also can be everything we need to be for everyone that is in our circles or that we come in contact with, as well as all the commitments or goals that we set. We have to be our best versions for those things to come to life.
Not only that, but man, if you guys were my trainer, I would be no way in heck I can say, well, I don't have the time. Oh yeah, I'm so out of shape. I had a horrible week because I just ran out of time. I mean, I hope nobody tells you guys that with a straight face, when everybody knows that. I mean, if there was 28 hours in a day, you would just fill the other four.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's just a matter of priorities, you know, because that's the thing, is like we've all got the same amount of hours in the day. So it's never that we have time for everything that's a priority. So we all have time, you know. It may not be 3 hours in the gym, but you know, you can make 30 minutes. Like, you know, there's always, I've never met a person that I'm like, oh, you're right. Like, your life is so busy that you can't take care of your health. Like, I've never met that person. And we've met some extremely busy people.
No, it's all about habits. So do you tell people the key to success? Let's try to take away these habits that never served you for ones that will push you towards the person that you were always meant to be.
Yeah, we talk about habits a lot. You know, that's kind of in the initial stage when we're talking about, you know, ultimately mindset, helping them build a structure and a schedule, because those habits are essentially what is keeping them where they're at or declining even more so. We hear it all the time. Oh, I'm willing to work out, but the nutrition is the hardest for me. Like, everyone says that because the the nutrition takes far more discipline, right? And so when we look at nutrition from a habit standpoint, just look at your day. Like, you may not even be aware of the habits that you're doing with your nutrition, but the morning stuff, are you skipping breakfast? Are you just turning to donuts at night? Or do you find yourself binging, or are you going to that fast food restaurant every time, you know, an emotion happens inside of you, good, bad, ugly, whatever it may be? Like, you have to create these new habits that are at times kind of uncomfortable and challenging to do initially, but within, I mean, the body is so beautiful the way that it was created, that within even a week or 2 weeks of making better habits, you start feeling it. You start seeing it a little bit later, but you start feeling it almost instantly. What it does to your brain in the way that you start identifying almost everything. And once that relationship is right with food, you are in absolute control, because it's that mindset, that nutrition. Working out is an hour a day, you know, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, hour and a half a day. You know, that's not much time. People can make time for that. They choose not to. And so with the nutrition, that takes a little bit more discipline, but man, the reward is absolutely fantastic.
Well, in defense of plenty of people, years ago, I would work out 2-3 times a day, and I was getting bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, not, you know, the opposite of, I wasn't getting swole. My numbers were increasing, but it was because I was gaining weight. And a lot of times, people, I earned it, man. I worked out 2-3 times just today. And it sucks, but getting older, the number one thing is you cannot outrun and you cannot outlift a really piss poor diet.
Yeah, I think it's a common misconception of people think if they worked out and they burned 300 calories during their workout, they think that they should be able to go eat 800 to 1,000 calories afterwards. I'm like, it's just the numbers, you know, that's just math, you know. And people do. People will be like, it's not my nutrition. I'm working out, and it's just, I don't know why I'm not losing weight. And oh, but I eat good. And I'm like, okay, there's a difference between eating good, and there's a difference even between eating healthy, because we hear that all the time. Well, I eat healthy and I'm just gaining weight. Okay, you can overeat healthy foods. If you're consuming more than you're expending in a day, you're going to gain weight. So, and as we change and as we age, those numbers may need to change too. And then when you do the fad diets and you lose a whole bunch of lean body mass, you're actually not going to even be able to eat as many calories as you were prior to before you lost that weight, because your metabolism is going to be slower because you've got less lean body mass on you. So it actually makes sense that, okay, maybe you could eat, you know, 1,800 calories a day. Now you can only eat 1,650, but if you're still trying to eat what you ate before, you know. So it's something I wish, like, it's like, I know that information is out there, and it's kind of crazy. It's hard when people still think, oh, I exercise, therefore I have a free license to eat as much as I want. You can, but if it's more than what you're expending in a day, then you're still going to gain weight.
That and I think people have a really huge misconception of what healthy eating actually is. If they look on a label and it says healthy, then they somehow think that that is healthy, or, oh, it's non-gluten, or no, it's low fat or low carb or whatever it is. Like, there's
organic ice cream
difference. Yeah. Oh, I'm doing keto and I did the keto pancakes. And I like to just really dumb it down, eat a lot of healthy whole foods and lean proteins, good complex carbohydrates and healthy fats. Really stay away from the marketing campaigns that are on labels, and pretty much anything that you see on TV that's being advertised as a food, pretty much stay away from that too.
And then also stay away from that elliptical machine. It's like your ex-girlfriend. It lied to you. You're not burning 1,100 calories.
Yeah.
I burned 1,000 calories in 20 minutes. No, you didn't.
But people, they're either on the elliptical because it lies to them, you know, oh, wow, I just burned 800 calories. Or two, they're on the stationary bike, the one that you can lean back, and they're reading a book, and they're drinking like the Frappuccino. It's like, wow, you're actually gaining weight while you're exercising. That's awesome. I've never seen.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think it's just, it's a misunderstanding or just a lack of education, or maybe sometimes I think people don't want to know, you know, because we, like, habits are so hard to change. So sometimes I think it's almost like an intentional, just not actually even wanting to know what the truth is. Because then, like, when you do, and when you're faced with it, that's when you're like, okay, if I actually want change, I've got to change these habits. And that can be really, really hard for people. So yeah, I wish, like, as I want people to be able to experience their lives in a healthy body, because it's such a game changer. But, you know, but change is hard. So it's unfortunate, like, a lot of people will never get to experience that.
True. You know what? You guys just came back from your Rock Body Adventure Retreat in Asheville. And just looking over, look at this outdoor adventure combined with faith. I mean, we all believe in Jesus. Fitness and personal development coaching in Asheville. If that's not God's country, tell me, how did that all go?
Oh, I mean, it couldn't have been any better. So when you're doing an outdoor event, you know, and we're doing all these things that require good weather, there's always a risk. You know, you got to have a plan B, but the things we were doing were like night zip lining and whitewater rafting and hiking. So bad weather, that would have really, you know, made things a lot more challenging. The weather was absolutely perfect. We were able to pour into around 25 people total were at the retreat. And what's beautiful about it is as we lead, what happens is you see people replicating that leadership into pouring into another. So we now have this safe environment that we've created that people are pouring into one another. We just had a girl reach out through Messenger and it's like such a beautiful event. I haven't recognized myself in so long. And within that few short days that it was there, I started seeing myself again. Like that's what I'm getting, like goosebumps, like that's what it's about. Like it's about being able to pour into someone and put that belief back into them of what we see, and then them really believe it and start creating those new habits, like we mentioned before, really getting on a new schedule and really also looking at who you're surrounding yourself with, because this may be the first time in their life for a long time that they've been surrounded by so many people that want to lift them up. And, you know, if we have a whole bunch of people in our circle or close to our circle that's kind of pulling us back or struggling to see us change in a positive way, man, that is a hard way of living.
You know, I have to say, you guys are both so modest. In Denver, captive audience, we're at a Grant Cardone event, highly successful, like-minded people, plenty of income to invest back into themselves. And you guys were really quiet about it. You guys should have taken a page from Grant Cardone's sales and like every opportunity. Oh, hey, yeah, of course, Omar, we're doing that podcast together. But guess what? Only 4 short days in September. You guys just were like so low key about it. It's like, yeah, we have an upcoming retreat.
You know, yeah. I appreciate that, but I think you got to understand foundationally where we come from. Like God puts the right people into the retreat and we believe that. Like we've had multiple retreats now. The last one had 90 people and it was 90 perfect people for that event. This one had 25 with Adventure and it was the exact people that needed to be there. You know, so we market it, we talk about it. But neither of us are like overly salesy people. We just are like, man, this is really awesome. We kind of like sell without looking like it's selling, because all we're doing is going, hey, man, if you want to go level up in your life, like this is what we do. We do this Jesus thing and a lot of fitness and we have a lot of fun. And, you know, if that sounds like something you want to do, then let's roll. You know, it's really that, but it gets a lot deeper once those people get connected to us and we open our hearts to them. We get a little bit vulnerable and see them get vulnerable as well. So, yeah, us by nature, we're kind of that way. We're confident. but we're not, yeah, we're not overly pitchy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better, but like, it's not like, even with HitchFit, it's always been, here's what we can do for you. And if this is what you're wanting, then we can help. But we've never, it's never been like, buy this now, get this out. Like, it's more like, hey, when you're ready, like, here's how we can help you. And, you know, the retreats is kind of the same way. They're really, really powerful. And they're, we always say life-changing, and that sounds like, you know, maybe cliche, but it's literally life-changing, because we're doing this adventure, but then we're really making the space for us to be able to pour into them, for them to feel safe and vulnerable. I mean, I think everybody cried at one point or another on this retreat, of just because we just got in there and we dug deep. And that's kind of how you got to get in there and break that stuff up so that you can come out stronger.
Oh yeah. I would have to say, I never thought I would cry in front of strangers until I started doing personal development. And you know, it's, progress requires vulnerability.
Yeah. Amen.
So you have something coming up. Let's start promoting now. January 26th through 28th, two nights in Tampa, the Lean In Level Up Conference, a weekend of transformation, inspiration, breakthrough. Learn how to lean in to your challenges and obviously level up. So talk to me. Where is it? How is it? Can anybody do it, et cetera?
Yes. We're so excited about Lean In Level Up. It was a vision God gave me, actually, that I was like, whoa, that sounds a little bit scary, because we've never stepped into like doing a conference before. And we're just being obedient to it, because we're kind of trying to create in a conference environment what we're doing at the retreats. So the retreats, obviously, we have more time and they're much more intimate experience. So we wanted to be able to do this, but just with a bigger audience. So yeah, it's January 26th through the 28th. It's in Tampa, Florida. It's at the West Shore Grand Hotel. It's open to everybody. Tickets are available on the website now. But the whole point of it is, it's that time in January for a specific reason. And that is because the beginning of the year, everybody thinks of their resolutions and the things that they want to accomplish for the coming year. And statistically, it shows that within that first 3 weeks, by 3 weeks into January, most people have pretty much completely forgotten what it was that they were going to do. Their resolutions are already out the window. So we specifically timed it then, because it's like, that's, you know, you're a few weeks into January and it's like, no, like, instead of this year being the year that, oh, you know, a year goes by and I still haven't started working on this, these dreams and these goals, and I still haven't worked on myself so that I can get to the next levels. Like, no, make this year that we lean in and we actually do the hard stuff, do the hard work, whether it's in our relationships, whether it's with fitness, whether it's in our businesses, or whether it's personal development, whether it's traumas that people have gone through that they're running away from. It's like, let's look at it and let's lean into it. And at this conference, it's all about having faith-based tools to help you get through those challenges, regardless of what area they're in, so that you can actually level up and start living your life to the fullest. So it's going to be an extremely powerful event. Micah is going to be he's going to be sharing his story for the very first time of a lot of the things that he went through that he's never shared publicly before, that people would look at him and think, oh, you know, he's had an easy life and must be things have been handed to him. And it couldn't be further from the truth. And, you know, I'll let him speak on it. But one of the main purposes of us doing this is just to be obedient to God's call for Micah to be able to share his story so that we can start helping others heal. But we just intend for this to be a really powerful time. It'll be the Friday night. It'll be all day Saturday, morning sessions, breakout sessions, and then an evening session. And then on the Sunday morning, we actually have a really cool VIP event where we're going to take the VIPs over to a gym in Tampa, and our post-retreat wrap-up is actually going to be in the gym training together. And actually, instead of just sitting in a room eating breakfast together, we're actually going to work out together and connect in that way too.
Yeah, I can't wait for the conference. You know, I was called about 6 years ago now to share my story. Had a very, very clear vision. One of them was to go to Haiti and serve children. The other one was to share my story publicly. Both of them were very difficult for me to, especially sharing my story, very difficult for me to even comprehend how that was, I was going to do that, just because, you know, I've spent half of my life trying to heal from the first half of my life, and getting to resurface all that, to create a book, to be able to get on stage, takes true obedience and a lot of prayer and a lot of Jesus, in all honesty. But I knew that my next chapter and my next calling was to help in a completely different way than how we have within Hitch Fit. And when I say this, I really believe it. I think we will be able to impact in this way far greater than anything that we've ever done in Hitch Fit.
Wow. What I love about it too is so right. January 1st, 2024, everybody's going to be hashtagging new me, new year. By the time January 26th rolls around, they're like, 2025.
Yeah.
That's my year.
Every year.
Every year.
So I love that about Sunday. You know, that is so refreshing and so like come original, because nobody has ever thought of something like that.
Yeah.
It's always about, hey, let's all eat the Danish donut. Have you tried the chocolate croissant donuts? They're awesome. They're this. Try the cronuts. Let's carbo load. You spent 2.5 days of going over ways of creating the new you. And it's like, but we're just going to McDonald's afterwards, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. You know, we had to do something that was unique to us. And it was like, and the workout, you know, we'll structure things so it can be any fitness level. So it's not like, all right, we're going to go do a bodybuilder workout. Like it could be total beginners and we'll be able to work them in or do things that they can do. But when we go to the gym, it's such a community. And so we were like, that's part of our community. So we have to have that as part of our conference to be able to. And you're going in the gym and you're lifting heavy things. And it's so representative of we're teaching all weekend in the conference of like, go push the heavy things and get stronger. So we couldn't think of a better way to cap things off than to just have that visual representation with our bodies of like, we're going to do going forward.
Well, life is like a back squat. You have all that stuff up, not those Jersey Shore back
squats.
But you know, you have to lift up all that weight, or life is like a burpee, man. Okay, you fell down. Now you better pop right back up and do it over and over and over again. Love you guys. I love watching the calf videos on Instagram.
It's crazy how much that thing's grown. When I built it 14 months ago, I had like 4,500 followers, and I'm like on my way to 100,000 followers. But I also knew there was a space there where like guys do not focus on calves. That weren't born with calves, big calves. And so then they always blame it on genetics. But I'm like a firm believer, because I was born with thin calves. I had long length calves, but they were skinny. And I was like, dude, I know this sounds kind of weird to a lot of people out there, like, of calves, because it took me decades to learn everything to actually grow calves. If you know anything about bodybuilding and the fitness world, calves are literally the hardest muscle group to grow if you don't have them. And so I'm giving some hope and some education to some folks out there that are trying to build bigger calves.
You guys are both amazing. I'm honored and privileged to know you, to be in your part of your universe. Now, how do people find you on social media? How do people buy tickets for the Lean and Level Up conference? And more importantly, how do people get in contact with you so they can hire you to get their asses back into gear and into shape?
Okay, that's a lot of things, but I would say probably Hitch Fit is our main central place where you can find us. Hitchfit.com is our main website. So for anybody interested in online personal training, that's where you would go for that. You can look up Hitch Fit on any of the social media. We have our Hitch Fit profiles on social media, and then our personals under Michael Assert and Diana Shalhoub. For the conference, that's under Rock Body Retreat. So it's rockbodyretreat.com. And there you'll find the tickets for Lean and Level Up for anybody that wants to join us there. And we're about to announce, we're probably launching tomorrow. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, we're launching our
Mexico. They're the first podcast. Yeah. Omar's getting secret stuff.
Secret information. So yeah. we officially have our Mexico 2024 retreat dates. It's going to be May 30th to June 3rd. It's in at Secrets Moksha.
Playa del Carmen. This place is five diamond and ridiculous.
Yep. So we're opening up the registration for that. And that's going to be, again, that'll be the next retreat that we have coming up. Those are really powerful when we get together on the beach, and it's a little different than the adventure retreats, but equally as powerful as far as being able to just pour into people and help them do that leveling up.
Okay. One final question. What would you tell the person that's on the sideline that's waiting for 2024 or whatever excuse? They don't have enough time, et cetera, et cetera. It's genetics. It's my family's fault. What words of wisdom do you guys have for that person?
Hey, man, get off the bleachers and get in the game. And the only way for that to happen is you got to make the choice to do it. You got to get up even when you don't feel like it. And you need to start telling yourself, I mean, this is the person that talks to you most is yourself. Start filling yourself with belief. I am fit. I am strong. Even if you're not, just continue to say that to yourself. And then start shifting some of your choices. You know what the bad foods in your life are. You know, if you're drinking too much alcohol, it's not a good thing. You know, so ultimately make decisions that are going to help you get to where you want to be.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would just say, if you want to achieve something, you can. And it's just a matter of changing your mindset and deciding that you want it bad enough to actually do what it will take to get there. And if you would like our help, our guidance with a fitness journey, then go to hitchfit.com and we would be happy to be your guides.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Micah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the opportunity. Told you, an hour goes by fast, especially like-minded people. And hey, looking forward, and we're going to be powerlifting. We're going to be lifting heavy. And
yes.
Yes.
And Omar, that was my favorite hour of the day today, man. So we really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Best of luck on your journey. God bless you. God bless me by introducing me to you guys. Love you. See you soon. Take care.
See you soon. Thank you, Omar. Every day I'm thinking like, what if it were? What if you took action and made it happen and started living inside of your purpose? What if it were? Right now you can make the choice to never listen to that negative voice no more. The hardest prison to escape is our own mind. I was trapped inside that prison for a long time. To make it happen, you gotta take action. Just imagine, what if it did work?